In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The closer you get, the further I fall.
Song of the day, The Closer You Get by Alabama from 1983. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1983, The Closer You Get by Alabama. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Well, anything with Alabama is incredible. That's always a year again, Jake.
83, which is what?
The better times. It's right in my wheelhouse. That's a happy song. It's a Sunday drive song. It's not background music. It's not really crank up music, but you would turn it up a little.
Agreed.
The best way to put it, it's an 844. It's fabulous. It's timeless. Like I said, there's never a time when I won't enjoy that song, and it's not overplayed.
No,
you don't. It's probably underplayed as good as it is. That was one of the songs in Alabama was really rolling. It was always one of those staple songs, but it didn't get the great attention, but it was remarkable. It's an 844, and it's really, really good.
Wait, do you think there's any Alabama song that's overplayed at all or not?
Not really. I mean,
they play them a proper amount, I think.
It's almost like Alabama says, okay, hey, back off a little bit.
Let's play our stuff, but don't overplay.
We like it, but just don't make fools out of us here. Now, don't do that. Because how many times did me and Steve say we've heard it too many times? It's just
to the point you just go,
this one, that's a no. Connor, I don't know who he is anymore.
He's not American right now.
So this is a very American song, Connor. And so I'm going to say Connor gave it a one.
763, really good. He's trying to cover up here, Bill.
Trying to cover up for a little bit and work on that essay. It'll be coming in tomorrow.
The essay, for those that are just listening, is for what, Bill, again?
What's that? Connor will write an essay on how disappointed he is that he missed the gold medal match game yesterday versus Canada. He's going to tell us about how we can be better.
Yep. It's important to know that, to do that, Connor. Okay, yeah. Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. From the text line first, Rod and Lincoln says 10. Fritz and Lincoln, 10 on 10. Like that.
I see a 10.
6-7. Rick from Wahoo, 6. Sean in Omaha, easy listening, 5-5.
It is. It's very easy.
Burn in Dakin, 9. Guilt Nerd, a 10. Is that 2 10s already
off
the
pick? 2 10s, yeah. Well, it's good.
Houston, 6-1. Mike and Dalton, 7. Robert, Oklahoma, 9-1-5. Shamia B, 5-7. Sarah and Fallbrook, 5. Big Bird doing fitness in Columbus.
Fitness.
831. Gavin and Pender, 8-5. Coach Libby, 4-9. Vern's cousin.
Vern's cousin.
8-4. Who in Columbus?
Bird.
2.
That's shameful. Embarrassing. Big Bird. Are you American to Bird? Little Bird. Yeah.
Are you American Bird or not?
I don't know. Right now, I don't. Doesn't feel like it. I wouldn't. Now, Bird, he values himself as a hockey player and being big into hockey. He used to play with Greg.
Oh, he did.
Missing
I didn't know
Greg.
That.
And I have a situation with Greg we'll try to get to later, but we're not really speaking right now.
Yeah,
we're not on speaking terms.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Since Friday? He was here Friday.
Well, yeah, and he did something else to help me this weekend, which was remarkable. But we had a moment yesterday that was probably, I don't know if it's repairable. I'll say that.
He's in the wrong or you're in the wrong?
Greg's in the wrong, okay. And he knows that. He even said, I'm probably going to get blistered on Idle Chit Chat. And I said, probably. Yes.
John says 6 in that one. Lyle in Omaha, 3-5. Robert, 9-1-2. Downtown Scott, 6-5. Jane says, yawn, 3.
That's not true, Jane. That's Alabama.
Our friend Grant slash Durant in the bottoms, 9. Duh, he says. Of course it's a 9.
Yeah.
Jennifer 7, Hubby 5-9.
Solid.
Chris Raff chiming in.
How about that? Raff from Alabama.
He says 9-6-5 from Alabama.
Alabama from Alabama.
Boy, Raff.
Thanks,
good morning, Raff.
Guys, I miss talking to Raff.
I do too.
We text a lot of football stuff. Surprised we didn't text anything about hockey yesterday.
Yeah. Where are you at, Raff? Come on, man. Brad from Baldwin Shop, 8 to the YouTube chat before we move to Bill's Thrills. Let's see. We've got Troy, 8-5. Genghis, 9-0-1. Doug in Idaho, 888. CL Porter, 6-1. Heyman,
CL.
Heyman, 575. BWD, 55. Phil Roman, 9-4 on the text on the YouTube
Phil,
chat.
Back in. Hey, Phil. Philman. Philman Mossman was out there. The lawyer of the stars was out there, and he had a cookie skillet on Saturday. I don't know if you had a chance to visit with him, but he loved it. Yes.
Corn Raider. That's a new one.
Oh, no.
8.86.
Corn Raider. Text in your age.
Nashville Husker, 7-7. Song of the day again is The Closer You Get by Alabama from 1983. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
The gold medalist of basements is what Randy is.
Every day.
Randy is, you see how important the gold is? That's what you get with Randy. He's been dubbed that by everybody that's ever hired him. And he has numerous rehires, which is the big difference. It's kind of like Applied Connect.
Yep.
Same exact situation. He gets rehired because he's gold. So get some of that Randy gold and have him out to your house. Do the free consultation. Get things going. He's got time to get it done.
Never regret that.
Today, Jake, we got an odd one.
Yeah, it's usually Football Facts Monday.
I'm switching up we had to. We're gonna put in. We're moving to Thursday. We're moving to Thursday to cool parenting tips
on a Monday.
And it's kind of a cool parenting tip, or it's more of a story line than anything.
Like that.
With what it is like that.
I'm a fan.
I have a headline. It's okay to make up a day to stay in the fray. It's okay to make up a day to stay in the fray. So what my daughters have done is they've made up a fake holiday. They have made up a holiday called Stepfather's Day.
Okay.
And it's the last Sunday in February. So yesterday was Stepfather's Day.
Okay.
Which was remarkable. That's why everyone was at the house that early. And that's why we had the game on that early with everyone watching it and going absolutely crazy. But it's a cool deal. So
in business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. you get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else. Your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Teach your kids it's cool to make up a day and just make up your own. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day or whatever day. Make up your own day that's a cool thing. You make it up and it's a big deal in your family. Because this has become a huge deal in our family. Everyone came back for it. We had an incredible yesterday morning was like 4 degrees. The Blackstone outside was going at 7:15 a.m.
Oh, my God, I love it.
The game's on, and we're going nuts watching this thing. Just absolute mayhem. Jake, when the game was over and they did the medals and all that stuff, and everyone was just, my daughter, Olivia, she was like, she goes, this is during the yelling. She's like, I've got goosebumps. And that's, Olivia's not like a, she's not a diehard hockey fan. Sydney and Alex, diehard hockey fans.
They are.
Diehard hockey fans. Yeah, they're huge. They're into it. Laura, I don't know when she's ever watched a hockey game, and all of a sudden she's in the back, get it out of there. I mean, so to develop this day, that's what brought everyone together. So remember, when I'm dead and gone and they'll talk about this win, they'll be like, that's on Stepfather's Day. There's no such day. It's a fabricated day just by
it's
my
your
family.
Day.
And it was an awesome deal. When we got done, not done, so they gave the medals out. Then they raised the flags for the national anthem. We all stood with hands over our heart for the national anthem.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. We all stood for the national anthem. Watched all the players sing it and all those things like that. But to have a made-up day, so just teach your kids that. It's cool to, or as parents also, you do it for your kids. Hey, this is such and such day. When is it? Oh, it's the third Wednesday in September. And what is it? Well, this is what it is. Have your own. You don't need two or three. You need one, and then you remember this for like forever. And they'll be like I said, when I'm gone and whatever, and Olivia and Leighton and Gigi and Sid and Al, they're all way older and they're our age. Remember we used to have a Stepfather's Day? Yeah, last Sunday in February every single.
So it's not a specific day. It's just the last Sunday
it's very,
of the month.
It's very similar to Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Very similar to Thanksgiving. So it's not on an exact date because we always want to have it on a Sunday. And so it's kind of, that's how it works. But it wasn't like one of these, like, well, maybe there should be a Stepfather's Day. No, they came up with the whole
they
idea.
They did?
Oh, yeah, they came up with with the whole idea. And it was like, so Leighton and Liv, they got up at 6 o'clock from Omaha and drove over. Sydney and Alex they worked late. They had a late night job. They got to Lincoln at 5 a.m. So they got to Lincoln 5 a.m., slept 2 hours.
2 hours.
And then we're up
for the game.
And then we're up for the game. In full, and Al was in full jersey.
They're a big hockey fan. They are big hockey fans.
Well, I'll tell you what was cool. They started showing everyone getting their medals. And then Al and Sid named off every single player. Oh, that's so-and-so. Yeah, they're with the Jets. Yep, that's so-and-so. Yep, nice. They're with the Ducks. That's so. Because I don't know them all. I'll be the first person to say, am I a front runner? A little bit. I mean, I love hockey. I don't like it. I don't watch it like
they do.
You have
Vegas Knights.
Vegas Knights.
Golden Knights jersey.
Yep, that's my team.
Hockey shirt.
And so I have my jersey for that. But I'm not that crazed about it, but I am about USA hockey. And it just all, so the perfect storm hit where everyone was together.
Was this an all-day affair or not?
No, well, we had a birthday celebration after that also.
Very
so
nice.
It really, so Two Question Larry was over. So Two Question Larry was there, so that was big.
Do you recall his question yesterday?
No, we were so just all we talked about was the hockey game. That was all that was discussed by everybody. Is what was going on. So anything from the text line, Jake?
Triple H is dead. Says today is National Dog Biscuit Day. Bill,
sure,
why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not celebrate all you
why
want?
Yeah, you make up whatever you want to do it. But here's the deal: you got to make it a deal where it's like, hey, we're going to have this day. And on that day, it's going to be, whether it be, you know, hey, we're all skipping school that day, we're having this day, pick out a weird day and just be like, hey, every year we're going to celebrate this. This is going to be a big thing for us. And it'll be kind of a game changer if you have your own holiday per family that only your family has.
Yeah, we've never had that. No. That obviously we have a lot of time to do that, but we have not ever had a specific day or day of the month.
So now you and Elizabeth
can think about that.
Be like, well, hey, we're going to come up with a day and do it in an obscure time. I mean, they picked the best time ever. not much going on late February.
No.
It's not like, typically, well, you no. know, yeah, it's like, oh, man, late February is going to be, we're going to be so stacked up with things going on. No, you won't. And so it helps out.
Brad has a random question. Do you remember what you were doing in 1980 when we won the Miracle on Ice?
I do. I remember exactly what it was. No,
you were
Brad,
in high
I,
school, right?
I was in high school. I was like, it was a freshman or eighth grade, somewhere that time. But I was at, I didn't watch it. They were in, I was at a basketball game, and they were announcing the score over the intercom. You know, it'd be like the, as they went through like that. So everyone's listening, you know, like, this is incredible. And then obviously that was, you know, I mean, USA versus Russia was insane. So I remember that to a T. I remember just being super excited. But no, I was a little numb to it. I wasn't as tuned into it like I am now. You know, so, but I was, as it happened, immediately just went crazy on it, researched it, studied it, watched it. And then I've seen the movie Miracle 40 times, front to start. Matter of fact, last night I watched on my phone. It popped up on social media the speech
again.
Not the one again. That was when they were skating back and forth. That was the speech before they played Russia. And as he was giving the speech like that, I said it word for word with him. Laura's like really? She's like,
yes, really, yes, Laura.
Yes.
It's great.
You were born to be hockey players. Anyway, so it was so that part. So that's where I've been my fast. So yes, I remember exactly where I was. I was on the stage at Pender High. That's where I was watching the high school game from.
You weren't doing any shenanigans at all.
No shenanigans at that time. No.
Okay, I like that.
No. So make your own day.
It'll
change things for you.
That should be a goal for us in 2026. For me and my family to make a day, find a day, a random day. Might be in summertime.
Yeah, could be anything. Could be
summertime.
Could be whatever it is. It's Scotland's golf day. It's what do you name it? Name whatever it is. It's like, well, who's coming? Well, it's a big deal. And like I said, also the girls had to do work to do it. Sid and Al were on no sleep. Olivia and Leighton had to get up at 5 a.m. To be out of there because they were already there when the puck dropped. And so they were on the road by probably 10 to 6, you know, to do that. And so I did give them a little bit of a hard time. They could have came over the night before.
Maybe
they
were there though.
Yeah, they were in and everyone was working. I'll be honest with you. I was in my chair. I took.
Were you guys downstairs or up?
We were upstairs because there was cooking going on.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But there was a lot of yelling going on. There was yelling for them. I mean, it wasn't kind of like, man, it'd be kind of cool if we won this. It was on.
Was there anything from the LaRue household next door?
What's that? Did not go LaRue.
Didn't hear it at all.
I did not anything from LaRue. But I did go red, white, and blue lights last night.
Oh, you had to.
We went USA lights for the win.
Had to.
So that was big. So
someone says we do a skating day with our family.
There you go. So
I'm not sure what the day's called. We skate with them once a day.
Yeah, once a year. Once a year. If you can somehow get a date, it's always cool. If you just say, hey, like you said, it's the last Sunday or the last Saturday. Or sometimes, because what it is people will remember it that time on. Like I said, you know,
on
like
the calendar.
When I'm gone, they'll still be like going, hey, remember that time? So also, what guess that we have from all of us, because Sydney knows how to run her camera with a remote or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have a photo of all of us after that. So now we're going to screenshot on, guess what? The score of the
2-1.
2-1.
Overtime. OT. Canada.
Yeah. And so that will be on, that'll be framed. It'll be an 8x10 framed in my basement forever for Stepfather's Day. And we'll remember that win forever.
I love it. So, Bill, the headline one more time, please, on Bill's Thrills today.
It's okay to make up a day to stay in the fray.
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. Hour two is next. We know Nebraska's original seed, whether their spot is in the NCAA rankings for the tournament. Are they going to move up at all this week? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else. Your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.